Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We are back and getting you set for the Falcons as they take on the Panthers this week. A lot of good things happening from their victory and overtime against the Buccaneers last week on Thursday Night Football, including Kirk Cousins spreading the ball around. He found seven different receivers, getting Kyle Pitts involved in his best game of the season. Of course, Drake London, 12 receptions, 154 yards, so a massive game for him, including a touchdown. Coach Raheem Morris, he talked with Dave Archer on the coach's show about how Cousins has put the onus on himself when it comes to building chemistry with his guys.
I think that's just the leadership that Kirk shows. I think it's on all of us, but particularly when the leader is able to put that on his shoulders and able to shoulder those things and be able to go through that process with the wideouts, I think it puts us all in that bucket of just getting better. And that's exactly what they did, and that's exactly what they showed. And it's fun to watch in practice, but it's a lot of fun for you guys to see it in the games. And like, I want to keep giving you that, and I want us to keep giving you that, because those guys are capable of doing it.
I think the best thing that he says there kind of throws them all in a bucket, right? And I just look at this situation. I think that's probably why I'm a little bit slower than some to kind of jump off bandwagons, because you learn, like, as you go in these situations, right? And it's funny because, you know, if things were obviously very, very ugly in week one, and I was very disappointed at the game plan. I was very disappointed with how we utilized the players. I have been disappointed multiple times since. Obviously, even in the win with the Saints, I was disappointed in what the offense looked like. And there's always in the back of my head, when you have a guy like Kirk, you have a smart guy like Zach Robinson upstairs, and you're looking at film and you're looking at the little nuances, and you know you have athletic guys who can go up and catch a ball, right? It might be, hey, a half step early, or hey, recognize that, you know, he's kind of guarding you on the inside. Maybe we need to cut across his face. Maybe you need to get around the outside of him. So there's all these little nuances that I think that, you know, the Kirk Cousins obviously has seen a lot of football, as has Zach Robinson, as has Raheem Morris. And you just trust these guys, don't you? You trust them to be able to kind of correct that and get it right to the point where all of a sudden, suddenly you wind up with a 500-yard passing game. So I think it's worth kind of mentioning that as Kirk Cousins continues to dive into film and this offense continues to evolve, it's not stagnant. It's not just a playbook that you installed. Like, all of these things will evolve. You'll eventually get plays off of plays off of plays and be able to kind of move forward that way. So I think that's exciting what Raheem Morris is saying.
Yeah, what you were just talking about, that growth over time is key, and you're spot on with it because Coach Raheem Morris, he agreed. Here's more from him.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about this, and it's a learning curve. It's a learning process. And to watch those guys get better and better every single week, who knew they would take the kind of jump they took this week, but I'm glad they did. And it was needed at the right time. Those guys went out there and executed at a high level, whether you're talking about Kurt DeMooney or Kurt DeDrake or Kurt DeKyle or whatever, Kurt DeCordero. I mean, whatever the case was, man, you got a chance to watch those guys really go out there and execute. And all of those things take time. All of those things take trust, you know, decision making. And Kurt was as decisive as I've seen him since he's been here.
Yeah, I think it was just more of Kirk having a feel for exactly how they're running their routes and where they're going to be. I could already tell that he had a trust in Darnell Mooney and Drake London because he was putting those guys up to bat in critical situations. How many times did he put Darnell Mooney up in that game winning drive against Philadelphia? How many times, who did he go to against the Saints to draw the defensive pass interference? It was Darnell Mooney. And he's used Drake London in a way. I mean, I don't know if, you know, what you want to guys think if I'm right or wrong or if you agree or not. And I don't care. I know what I've seen. Drake London has been used as Kirk Cousins' tight end in this offense until last week. Anytime he needed to go, there was a contested catch that he needed to get yardage, whether it was a first down or just get you into a down and distance that you could convert, he went to Drake London. Whether he was covered or not, he was forcing balls in there and said, I'm going to put you up to bat. Yeah. And Drake London, all he does is catch the football. Yeah. That's who he is. We said it in training camp. Mike, you said it. I didn't, but you said it to him. I think you're one of the best 50-50 ball guys, if not the best, in the league. And Drake London has played that way.
He said, I appreciate that a lot, man. Yeah. I was like, yeah. And I mean it, Drake. I mean it.
One of the differences in Thursday night's game was the tight end. Yeah, and he was creating separation because he was running fast, aggressive, decisive routes. And what that did was that created separation. It didn't freaking matter who was covering him, despite what some of the fan base thinks.
Yeah, and I want to hit on that one thing, too, because I think so many times I make this mistake, too. We're like, you know, Kirk, obviously, he's going to be able to kind of pull the strings on that. Let's give Drake London and Darnell Mooney some of the other receivers credit, too. Maybe they're going back to Kirk and saying, hey, this is a back shoulder throw. You know, we weren't able to get over the top of him. He's out running me. He's bailing early. Let's back shoulder this thing and run one of the comebacks along the sideline. I think that's probably happening as well.
Kyle Pitts, as I mentioned before, coming off his best game of the season, 7 receptions for 88 yards. Here's Coach Morris again on the Coach's Show with Dave Archer on getting Kyle Pitts the ball early last week.
It was awesome. You know, Kirk goes out early and he fires a dart to Kyle. He does nothing but finish it, catch the ball. And then later on throughout the game, you got a chance to see him get the ball in his hands, run with it a little bit. And that's the Kyle Pitts that we expect. That's the Kyle Pitts that's even got more. And I can't wait to watch him. I can't wait to watch and see where he progresses from here.
I think that the progression of Kyle Pitts is going to be one of the talking points for the next 2 months, right? I mean, it's like the guy kind of rose from the ashes last week when you don't expect anything, and everybody in the world is asking questions, including me and you, because there's no doubt about it, and we can go out there and say it again. I've had issues with the effort, the toughness, and everything that goes along with playing the tight end position, and yet it seemed like, you know, schematically things just lined up with the way the Bucs tried to defend him last week.
Well, I don't even know if it's schematically – you've been in these situations. Maybe Kirk Cousins and him had a talk. You know, there was all this conversation in the offseason, or I say in the training camp period of the offseason, where Kirk was pushing Kyle Pitts, and it was public knowledge that he would get on him after a bad route or build him up after a good route, right? And he was trying to use that to motivate him. I think the ball came early his way because he got open. I don't care if Kyle Pitts has 3 catches for 40 yards or 7 for 88, is what I think you said. What I care about is when they come and how he's getting the ball. To me, the tight end, I don't need – there's enough guys on this roster that can make a difference as far as being a weapon. If one steps up each day, you're not going to have 500 yards every week, right? Not everybody's going to have the verge of 100-yard receiving yard a day. But it's who steps up in crucial moments, and if someone steps up each game and puts you in the situation to win. I felt that on Thursday night you needed multiple guys to step up in the passing game because your running game wasn't up to par as been.
Vita Vea, beast.
So you they stepped up there and Kirk stepped up. The fact of the matter is if with Kirk filling the flow of the offense and being decisive of where people are going to eat, and when you don't run the ball well, you can have that counter. So that, to me, is a huge moment in the offense, and I think Kirk's comfortability pushes that forward, and basically it felt like the offense has been unlocked.
Yeah, and I think the way that Kyle Pitts is kind of utilizing the yak, I think he and I've been on it, you know, on his head a little bit about the way he blocks in the run game, the toughness or lack thereof. But I'll tell you this much, man: when he's gotten his hands on the ball and he's getting north and south, it's pretty fun to watch. Like he's taking three and four down with him. So I have definitely been a fan of the way he's at least run with the ball in his hands. I think that's something to kind of build off of.
And the difference too, if you look at the sample size of games that they've had so far, he's been targeted. That was the most he's been targeted in a game. It was 8 times. Before that, I think the max was like 5. So they went to him.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, that's all about the first couple of routes that he ran and getting open and making the catches. Because I can tell you, I've talked to a couple of quarterbacks that played in the NFL, and they've all said, if I come to you, and you can hear it, them talk about it. You can hear the conversation. Who was it? There was an NFL quarterback early this year that said, I've come to you, you don't make the catch. I'm not. It was Brady talking about it.
I think it was a rookie receiver.
It was. Yeah. If you go to a guy and they drop a ball or they don't protect the ball with the route they run and they don't run that route aggressive to protect the ball and you can get undercut, they're not going to come back to you. They lose trust in you that game. You get off their radar because they're not good. They don't want to put the ball in harm's way a lot of times. So when you lose trust early, like I think he did in the Saints game, I think Kirk lost trust in him that game because of poor route running, not catching the ball when you had a chance to secure the ball, the catch. They're not going to trust you. They're going to go away from you. That's the fact. That's a matter of the fact of what they are, the way it goes. So when you earn that trust early in the game, it's just like speeding their clock up, right? If you get pass rush early in a guy, you speed a quarterback's clock up, it's always sped up the rest of that game. Same thing with trust in a receiver.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, you just got to build it up.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.